Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. It is Saturday, November 17th. Welcome to Saturday Scouting Report, where each week I will give you my actual scouting report on a player either in the NFL or in college football that I think has a good chance of coming to the NFL via the NFL draft. So every Saturday, this is going to be my shortest show of the week typically, but I like it because the essence of the show is scouting. Typically, when you're hearing most of my shows, it's league-wide coverage. I really don't have enough time to really dive into the players the way I want. So I'm just kind of always giving you, I wouldn't say tip of the iceberg information, but it's not going to go as in depth as I certainly can. How I grade players, it's a scale from 1 to 7. 7 is elite, 1 is poor, everything else in between. You know, you have number 2 is marginal, 3 is adequate, 4 is solid, 5 is good, 6 is very good, and again, 1 and 7 are going to be poor and elite. So elite, think of Adrian Peterson in his prime, Calvin Johnson in his prime, Todd Gurley. That's elite. So what I'll talk about is what the player does well, what they struggle with, and really what I think a good scheme fit is going to be for that player. So today I'm going to be taking a look at HaHa Clinton Dix. HaHa Clinton Dix has played pretty much his entire career with the Packers, except for the last few weeks, where he was traded to the Washington Redskins, really giving them a better secondary now that Josh Norman's playing well. They have DJ Swearinger. Now you've added HaHa Clinton Dix. Good secondary they have there. So looking at HaHa Clinton Dix, he's a safety from Alabama. He was drafted by Green Bay in the first round in 2014. He's a guy that really hasn't really had any injuries. So that's been good. He's been healthy his entire career. So what does he do well? The best things that this guy does is his mental processing and his instincts. You look at him pre-snap and post-snap. Pre-snap, he's getting these guys, he's getting his other teammates ready for the play. He's guiding them. He's communicating. And if you look at post-snap, he very quickly diagnoses what's going to happen. He's a great space tackler. When he goes for the tackle, he takes impeccably good angles. He's got good, and also that, in terms of his ball skills, that's one of the other things that he does very well. He's got good ball skills. Doesn't make a ton of interceptions, but, you know, ball skills is not just about interceptions. It's also about how you defend it. And he does very well, you know, with his ball skills in terms of defending the catch. When you look at him as a tackling safety, he's not, you know, he's got the range to come downhill. Absolutely. He's got athletic ability. He's got range to come downhill. And he's also got the range to play center field, and he doesn't look like he's laboring when he does it. He has very, you know, other stuff that he does well is just his natural movement skills. So again, what I'm really saying is that mental processing and instincts are good. He's a good tackler. And he can come downhill to make the tackles. And when he does, he takes really good pursuit angles. One of the things that you look at a lot of times from safeties is when they're coming into the box or to make a tackle or making a tackle deeper in the field, you know, what kind of angles do they take to make those tackles, and how do they take those angles when you're going against a guy that's very athletic and has good shiftiness and hard to tackle in the open field. But you look at HaHa Clinton Dix, he takes great angles, doesn't make many mistakes, plays with good leverage and run support, possesses a good mix of game speed and fluidity when he's also covering tight end. So he can cover the tight end. He's got good skills in zone, which he should because he's a safety. He's highly consistent and rarely ever gives up the big play. Didn't have an ultra-fast 40 time. It was 4.58, but I think his play speed is better than his 40 speed, which is, you know, meaning that he is a football player. The things that he does not do well is he does not come off blocks very well. He gets manhandled oftentimes by wide receivers and tight ends. So I'm saying is that he lacks in functional strength. He's prone to losing his balance. You watch him have to change direction, and look, that's where you really see a lot of these defenders get tested with their balance is during change of direction. A change of direction is something that you see a lot of good players struggle with. And I think that's something that he struggles with. He has a lack of good change of direction when he's route running against your more skilled and shifty route running tight ends and wide receivers. What also he doesn't do well is I don't think he's going to impact you so much as a blitz. Because number one, he doesn't take on blocks very well and doesn't bend to get around the edge like your rookie Derwin James or like a Micah Fitzpatrick. So, you know, in the box, he's not feared as a hard hitter, or if he's not a hard-hitting fear tackler. And he does not play as aggressively and as passionately as some of the elite safeties in the NFL. I think sometimes it kind of looks like he's going through the motions, and he relies on his instincts and athletic ability, which are very good. Ultimately, the way I project him is that, you know, he can fit into any system. You know, for the most part, you know, he can play any safety position. He's a better fit as a free safety, but because of his instincts and his mental processing and just his ability and just feel for the game and feel for the position, he really can play in any scheme. He's just too skilled and too versatile in many areas, I think, to limit his responsibilities. I think if you force him to be, if you put him in a system where he can play strong safety, although I say he's not a physical in the box tackler, because he's technically such a good tackler, he can really help you in the run game. So I think a lot of his play is also due to the fact that he's playing center field deep a lot. But he can be a physical but he can be a good tackling safety, even if he's not a hard hitter who makes his presence felt. I think, you know, last year in 2017, his effectiveness was limited because he was always playing so far away from the line of scrimmage. But that's kind of my breakdown on him. And now going to how I actually grade him. So grading HaHa Clinton Dix in a number of different areas. Again, remember the grading scale: one is the worst, seven is the best. Looking at his athletic ability, I'd say he's between a 5 and a 6. He's got good to very good athletic ability. I give him a 6 out of 7 on mental processing. I give him a 4 on competitive toughness, a 5 on play speed, a 5 in man coverage, a 5 in ball skills. You know, really between a 5 and a 6. Line of scrimmage between a 4 and a 5, so solid to good. And 5 in run support, even though he's not a physical in the box, you know, tackling safety. So overall, on a scale of 1 to 7, I give him really a low 5, which means he's better than good, but he's not very good. And really what that means is that he plays above average and has ability to win against most NFL competition on a consistent basis. I think you know, he's close to being very good. I think what separates him from being very good is I don't think he plays with enough energy and passion. And I think that you know, to be honest, I really do think he could play a little bit harder at times. Just asking me personally. And that's what separates him from me saying that he's better than good, but not quite very good. But still, HaHa Clinton Dix is a Pro Bowl safety. And again, I'm not gonna be the easiest grader on this. I'm a little more optimistic on the show during the week. But really, when I'm grading him, I'm going by the way an NFL scout would submit a scouting report, and that is how I break down Clinton Dix. He is good, but not quite very good. Very good to me. Very good to elite really would be more of like an Earl Thomas or a Derwin James. And that is my scouting report today on HaHa Clinton Dix. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow after the action.